Hi, I'm Dr. Tamitha Scove, the Space Weather Woman, and you are listening to audio from my video forecast. So when I reference something to look at or to watch, if you want to see it, just visit my YouTube channel or check it out at spaceweatherwoman.com. And now, here is your forecast. A lone sunspot dims, returning us to a spotless sun, and a solar storm is on its way. How will these things affect you? Those stories and more in the news this week. Space weather this week is definitely picking up for aurora photographers, but it's bad news for amateur radio operators. You can see the bright region 2752. This is a solar cycle 25 sunspot. It does fade as it rotates across the Earth-facing disk, and it takes the solar flux right with it. So radio propagation is once again tanking on Earth's dayside with no reprieve in sight. But we do have some good news because there's a coronal hole just above it. This coronal hole has rotated into Earth view before and through the strike zone, and at least two, maybe three times before, it has sent us up to storm levels, and so we expect it to do that again. This region is sending us some fast wind. As a matter of fact, we're seeing the impacts of that fast wind right now, and it should give us a possibility for aurora clear down to mid-latitude. So aurora photographers, definitely keep your batteries charged. This could be a good show. And also on top of that, on the 20th, you can see we actually had a little poof. That was actually a solar storm launching, and it looks like it might be partially Earth-directed. We're not expecting much, but it might be just a little back end to this storm to give us just a little bit of extension of storming, but we've got to wait for the models to tell for sure. Switching to your M-flare threat meter, you can see the X-ray flux continues to be extremely low, and therefore by proxy the solar flux is low. We did have a little activity starting around the 11th and in through about the 13th or so. That was due to region 2752 as it kind of emerged and fizzled and farted a little bit. We got a little bit excited because we almost reached the B floor for X-ray flux, but then things began to kind of calm down, and now things are continuing to sink just a little bit, and this means poor radio propagation again on Earth's day side, and unfortunately we're going to at least see another week of this before things begin to improve. Switching to your solar storm conditions, over the past week or more, it has been unbelievably quiet. We've been hovering between totally quiet conditions and unsettled conditions, kind of up and down from some small pockets of fast wind. We actually even had a small solar storm hit us, but it really wasn't moving all that fast, so it didn't cause all that much of a ruckus. And then over the past 3 or 4 days, boy, did we get quiet. Look at that. There's just nothing going on. But all that's about to change because we're beginning to see the influence from the fast solar wind coming, and it looks like it's going to give us a decent bump. So expect these conditions to jump easily up to unsettled, active, possibly even storm levels here over the next day, next 24 hours, and easily into the next maybe 2 or 3 days before things begin to settle down. The jury is now in. A new paper just out in Nature Astronomy has confirmed that Jupiter's moon Europa does indeed spout water vapor plumes from the oceans beneath its icy surface. Although NASA's Hubble Space Telescope has long spotted indirect evidence of these water plumes, until recently they only had a smoking gun. Now, along with observations made over the course of 17 days in 2017 from the Keck Observatory in Hawaii, researchers struck gold. I mean, water. On April 26, they unexpectedly received a strong signal, a special kind of infrared light that can only be emitted by water. And there was quite a bit of the stuff, too. About 2,100 metric tons, according to the researchers' estimates. That's almost enough to fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool. Now, along with the other observations, this massive amount of water is proof positive that it indeed is a water vapor plume shooting out of Europa's surface, as no other known process in the Jovian system can account for it. Not even Jupiter's intense radiation belts could strip enough water molecules from the surface of Europa to release that much water vapor in its atmosphere. Not to mention Jupiter's radiation belts, they would create a continuous release of water, not just one massive plume. So understandably, this news has got astrobiologists talking. In the search for life on other worlds, these water plumes are like little messengers from heaven, shooting samples of possibly habitable environments right out into space for us to fly through and measure using orbiting spacecraft. Who needs a lander? In fact, this is exactly what the NASA mission Europa Clipper is betting on. Scheduled to launch in the mid-2020s, It will orbit Jupiter, having many chances to get up close and personal with a possible plume through dozens of Europa flybys. Clipper's aim? To chart the moon, its ocean, and search for spots where a potential life-hunting lander could touch down on the icy surface in the future. And if the mission team members learn enough about these water vapor plumes in the coming years, Clipper might just wind up zooming right through one. Now, what would it mean to you if we found life on Europa? So what else does our sun have in store for us this week? Well, this is Stereo A. It's our partially far-sighted monitor. You can see here's Earth, here's the sun, and here's Stereo A staring at the sun from the side. And when you look at the disk, you can see that one lone bright region rotating off to Stereo's west limb. That's region 2752. And if you keep watching it, as a matter of fact, watch that west limb, you will see a few things that look like maybe some solar storm launches. One of those solar storm launches looks like it might actually be partially Earth-directed, but we're going to need to get a bit more data to figure that one out. Meanwhile, as you look at the rest of the disk on Stereo's view, you don't see any more sunspots or really any bright regions to speak of. So that means that amateur radio operators and emergency responders, you're going to have to deal with poor radio propagation for some time to come because we don't get a reprieve as of yet. The only other thing is that there is a coronal hole that's going to be rotating into Earth view here in the next few days, and it could give us another chance for a solar storm, but it won't be as strong as the one that we're getting right now. This one will probably only bring us some aurora to high latitudes, but at least it's a little bit more of activity. Switching to our moon, we are now passing through the third quarter phase on our way to a new moon, with the new moon being on the 26th. So you night sky watchers, now's a great chance to catch some aurora or see those dim objects in the sky. Switching to our solar storm conditions and aurora possibilities over the coming week, we are beginning to see the impact from the fast solar wind from that coronal hole that's rotating in through the Earth's strike zone. At high latitudes, NOAA is expecting moderate level or major storm levels with up to about a 60% chance of a major storm, in fact. And these conditions will last over the next couple days and then kind of settle down as we move in through the weekend. So aurora photographers at high latitudes, definitely expect to see a show because you're going to get one. Now, at mid-latitudes, we're only expecting active conditions, but we do have up to about a 25% chance of a minor storm, and this, once again, could last over a couple days before things settle down. Now, we also have that little partially Earth-directed solar storm that may add to this right around the end of the week, but it's probably not going to be all that much. It might just be a little bit of a sporadic show. We'll just have to wait and see. But meanwhile, it should be a pretty exciting week for aurora photographers and amateur radio operators. Well, just expect to get some magic propagation, especially on Earth's night side. Switching to your solar flare and particle radiation storm outlook over the coming week, everything is in the green when it comes to big solar flares. We've gone back to a spotless sun again, so there's no risk for radio blackouts, and this should make GPS users on Earth's day side very happy. But it also means that the solar flux is once again beginning to tank. That region 2752 has definitely fizzled, and you can hardly even tell it was even there anymore. So, of course, solar flux is going from the 70s down into the low or the high 60s, which means that we're going back into poor radio propagation, and these conditions will continue to last easily over the next week, possibly 2 weeks before we get a reprieve. Now, also because we're at solar minimum, the cosmic ray flux is a bit higher than it normally would be. So you frequent flyers, and this does include air crew who fly over 800 hours annually and fly at high latitudes and high altitudes, you are in the moderate range for radiation dose, and that does include prenatal passengers. So please take this into consideration in your flight plans. So the space weather this week is definitely looking up for aurora photographers. We have a coronal hole that's rotating in through the Earth's strike zone, and it's sending us some fast solar wind. In fact, we're beginning to see the impact of that fast solar wind now. So aurora photographers, definitely keep your batteries charged, because this will be your best chance to catch some aurora, maybe even down to mid-latitudes, for probably the next 3 weeks, maybe even longer. Now, amateur radio operators and emergency responders, well, the sole sunspot on the Yes, Earth-facing sun has dimmed, and unfortunately along with it, so has the solar flux. We are now moving back into poor radio propagation on Earth's day side and will continue to stay like that easily through this next week. The only good news is GPS users, your day side reception should be fantastic, and as long as you stay away from the dawn dust terminators and away from aurora, your reception will continue to be top-notch. I'm Tamitha Scove. Thank you for listening.